This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 minute English from BBCLearningEnglish.com.
Hello, this is 6 minute English from BBC Learning English. I'm Neil.
And I'm Sam. Here at 6 minute English, we often discuss the new inventions and ideas scientists dream up to fight climate change. Technologies like geoengineering, which could reduce global warming by reflecting sunlight back into space.
Often these ideas are controversial because scientists disagree over whether the technology is possible and whether, in some cases, it could do more harm than good.
In this programme, we'll be finding out about a new idea to collect lumps of precious metals called nodules from the bottom of the ocean. The idea, known as deep sea mining, could provide the metals like copper, nickel and cobalt, which are needed for the green technology used in electric car batteries and other renewable energy. But could deep sea mining actually damage delicate ocean ecosystems as well?
We'll be hearing from two experts and learning some new vocabulary soon. But first, I have a question for you, Sam. Mammals like dolphins and whales represent a tiny amount of all marine biodiversity, the thousands of animal species living in the sea. Even all the different types of fish combined make up less than 3% of all living things in the ocean. So, according to recent estimates by UNESCO oceanographers, how many different marine species have their home in the ocean? Is it A, 70,000, B, 170,000, or C, 700,000?
I'll guess there are around 170,000 animal species living in the sea.
OK, Sam, I'll reveal the answer at the end of the programme. Deep sea mining is supported by some scientists because it could provide the raw materials, especially metals, needed to power electric cars. Amongst them is Bramley Merton, a professor of marine biology at Southampton's National Oceanographic Centre. Here he outlines the problem to BBC World Service's Science in Action.
As in so many things in life, there's a real kind of paradox or a conundrum. The global grid capacity by 2050 is going to have to increase by three times. Electrical car ownership is set to increase by a factor of 25. Solar and wind generation is going to grow by a factor of 100. All of these things which we need to do to decarbonize are going to require raw materials and metals in particular. So, you know, as society, we're faced with this conundrum. We need to decarbonize.
Professor Merton describes the situation using two words. Firstly, he calls it a conundrum, a problem that is very difficult to solve. He also calls it a paradox, a situation that seems impossible because it contains two opposite ideas. Deep sea mining could damage the ocean, but paradoxically, it might provide rare metals needed to decarbonize the planet.
At the heart of the problem is that, in the future, green activities like driving electric cars and using solar power is going to increase by a factor of 100. If something increases by a factor of a certain number, it becomes multiplied that many times.
But another marine biologist, Helen Scales, isn't convinced. Here she explains her doubts to BBC World Service Science in Action.
My concern at this point is that deep sea mining and deep sea nodules in particular are being seen as a silver bullet to solve the climate crisis, and in such a way as well that I think that we can hopefully rely on life carrying on pretty much as normal. My concern is that it really will be opening a door to something much more than those tests. It's leading down a rather slippery slope, I think, towards this getting permission for deep sea mining to be opened on a commercial scale.
Helen worries that deep sea mining will be seen as a silver bullet to the climate crisis, a simple and instant solution to a complicated problem. She thinks the tests which have been permitted to assess the difficulty of mining underwater could open the door to mining on a large scale, which would damage fragile marine ecosystems beyond repair. If you open the door to something, you allow something new to start or make it possible.
Helen thinks starting deep sea mining leads down a slippery slope, a situation or habit that is difficult to stop and is likely to get worse and worse. And that could spell the end for thousands of marine animals and plant species.
Yes, our oceans need protection as much as our land and skies, which reminds me of my question, Sam.
Yes, you asked me how many different marine species live in the ocean, and I guessed it was B, 170,000.
Which was the wrong answer, I'm afraid. There are estimated to be around 700,000 marine species, only about 226,000 of which have been identified so far. OK, let's recap the vocabulary we've learned from the programme, starting with conundrum, a problem that's very difficult to fix.
A paradox describes a situation that seems impossible because it contains two opposite ideas.
If something grows by a factor of 10, it becomes multiplied 10 times.
The term a silver bullet means a simple solution to a complicated problem, often a solution that doesn't actually exist.
A slippery slope is a situation or course of action that is difficult to stop and is likely to get worse and worse.
And finally, the idiom to open the door to something means to allow something new to start or to make it possible. Once again, our 6 minutes are up. Bye for now.
Goodbye.
6 Minute English from the BBC.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.